This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. But then 3 failed pilots, 2 rejected movie scripts.
Why are you smiling? This is terrible.
One lasted.
This is, it's shitting on you.
I'd stop their career from going.
It's talk about how you guys literally failed in the entertainment industry. You're smiling. Jake, you're dancing like a little boy.
Swiss Army knife.
Is that what this show is? You guys admitting defeat?
Two pathetic hosts.
Look how tiny this microphone is.
Welcome back to a brand new episode of Segments. First guest, who this?
Yes.
Is that what the segment's
very
called?
Very good.
No, I mean, not necessarily.
Can
the
be.
Segment could be anything. Yeah, the segment could be anything you want. We're here with Ben Schwartz, our first guest, I think ever. I guess we've had a mystery guest. Jillian was on the episode.
Oh, how was Jillian?
That's right.
Jillian was nice.
She was
Jake
great.
Had 20 questions to guess who it was and did not get it. Guessed a lot of people that worked with us at College Humor. None of them, Jill.
Yep. Yeah,
so
I
what's
forgot my wife worked
what
there.
I'm doing here.
Yeah, so...
Wait, so do you guys both know why I'm here and I don't?
Well, you're here just for fun, but we can do any of the multiple segments we had planned.
Oh, I'm just a guest?
You're just a guest, baby.
Oh,
a non-
not just a guest.
Thing.
You're the guest. You're the first guest.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What do we do?
It's exciting.
I can give you options. I mean, I guess, first of all, we'll introduce the show. This is Segments,
right.
A new-ish podcast.
Tell people
podcast.
Who I am, because people probably don't know who I am.
Everyone knows you, of
no,
course.
No, they probably think I'm your brother. Look at us.
Ben?
Wow.
Yeah.
You do have a brother named Ben, actually.
That's
and
true.
I've never seen Ben and your brother Ben in the same room.
Sure, I comped him to an improv show.
Yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
he was Amir's
okay,
brother. I comped him one. I don't know if he came.
Okay, well, I've only seen that twice then.
Yeah, and then the rehearsal.
Jake, I haven't
thing.
Seen you in,
right.
since the wedding.
Yeah,
red wedding.
It's crazy.
God,
not that crazy. It's been like 6 weeks. It's like a normal.
No,
amount
it's
of time
crazy that it happened. We're saying crazy that it happened.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, I can't believe because we had a bet going that Avital was either going to no show or say no on the altar.
I guess he lost.
We did both lose.
Yeah,
we both bet that you were going to get either runaway bride or.
Yep.
That you were gonna give you her you're gonna give your ring to her, and then her ring to you was a middle finger, or she was
yeah.
gonna throw vanilla yogurt at your face or something like that.
But we have like another bet going. We're gonna let it
bet.
Ride just on like the over under how long you guys stay together because I'm giving it 6 months. I don't know Ben, how long did you say you were gonna give it?
6 days. And how many are you got now?
6 weeks. I was gonna say you guys better go on airplane mode.
What?
What do you mean?
What? Podcast. Sometimes there's a little static, and so I forgot to remind you guys to go on airplane mode. Why'd you bet on 6 days? That's such a small amount.
Just the way that you act like a person, and then mm-hmm. around women is like even more awkward, so I can't imagine someone living with you.
But you're on, so just to make sure that you hit the focus.
Yeah, I'm on,
disturb.
Yeah, I'm on airplane mode.
I did airplane mode.
And I am
do
disturbed.
Airplane mode? Or, that's funny.
I feel like I'm on an airplane.
Why?
Because my ears are Why? Popping. I'm so fucking upset.
Your ears pop and you're upset?
No, when I'm on an airplane.
Why do they like, do that?
Because of the
oh, like steam
cabin
coming
pressure.
Out of that?
Yes, and then the steam because like when
Popeye?
You're really angry.
You're more of an olive oil, I think.
I don't think so. I did do that at the opening song.
Is this the show? So what's this new show? I haven't seen it yet. I just see you post a lot about
the
it.
The show is just sort of casual. It's a hanging out, but also every 10 to 15
How
minutes.
How is Jake's D&D show going?
Huge. Huge. Yeah, you know we sold out Carnegie Hall, right, Ben?
I know. I congratulate you. I was the first person to congratulate you.
Yeah.
And then yes, have you played Carnegie yet? I played Carnegie. And Jake, you played Carnegie?
I was Carnegie.
I was at Ben's Carnegie show, sold it out.
I played Carnegie.
You're going to say Carnegie Deli?
I think Carnegie Deli. I did like a 2-minute set.
Your jokes show you why you shouldn't sell out Carnegie.
I thought the ear thing was really fast and good.
It made no sense. I got so angry.
And then getting in the
I gave you the.
I feel like I'm in an airplane.
I gave you the justification to steam. You didn't really think that. You just made the joke and I didn't know where to go.
What about put me on Do Not Disturb, which is ironic because I'm feeling disturbed.
That's fucked up. It's not PC.
That's totally PC. Disturbed?
Name disgusting. One Disturbed song right now and you'll get a laugh.
It's so much better.
That's not what it is.
When everyone is.
So what's the show? Tell me what the show is.
So the show is segments. Basically, every 10 to 15 minutes is a totally new segment. We could do 1, 2, or 3 segments.
Oh, you pitched me the idea of the show. I love this idea.
Great idea. Oh, yeah. You did our last If I Were You.
So this is
legally
how many views did that last one get? Because that shows you how many people are watching.
Huge.
How many listens?
I think it was like 1,900 or something like that, and then another 27 on YouTube.
And then what's the lowest episode of D&D? What does that get?
Maybe 240,000, 250. Are we talking about,
a quarter million. And then I think 19 more people on TikTok.
On a Thursday.
If you include all social media, plus my followers.
Yeah.
So we're doing this because we love each other. But Jake pities you? What are we doing this for?
I think we do this because we love each other.
I love you.
Yeah.
I love Jake.
Yeah. It's kind of like old habits. I just like can't quit him.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
So what's the first segment?
Okay. So I'll give you the options. So far.
Do you guys know what the segments are? It's a surprise.
We discuss. Sometimes it's a surprise. Sometimes we discuss.
Okay. Let's do a surprise one. Do one that Jake doesn't know.
Well, we've discussed all the options for today already. It's over.
Sorry. So you can come up with a brand new surprise one that I won't know.
Okay, great.
Of course. Do you want to come up with one?
Well, let's do one of yours so I know what the show is.
Okay. One of ours is you guys trying to guess. This is one of our most successful segments yet, which is rare because we're only on episode like
poetry
6 or 7.
Poetry or you make it up?
Did you say poetry?
Yeah, isn't that?
Yeah, that's right. So I have two real poems written by
poetry or
no-itry poems. Yeah. And then one of mine. You guys have to guess which one is my poem versus a real award-winning poem.
How long are the poems?
30 seconds or less.
It's long.
It's okay.
No way. That's such a short amount. I said honestly, I undersold it. They're probably closer to a minute.
I can't do 3 minutes of poems from you. You saying
no,
3 minutes
well,
of poems?
You don't know which one.
The two
is.
Of them are award winners. They're going to be really great poems.
If you're literally giving me two award-winning poems and then some slop you put together at the last second.
Yeah. You think you'll be able to figure it out?
We should do the first three poems that you read me.
No, let's do it. I want to do it.
I'll tell you, Jake.
No, do it, do it.
We've done this before. Jake instantly sniffed mine out.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He knew it right away.
Or he didn't? Or is this
he
a bit?
Did. He
no,
did.
I did.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But I think this one's a little bit harder to sniff out.
So are you just trying to like get better at writing poetry?
I mean, if that's a
That's the ultimate goal of this podcast. Amir and I are poet laureates.
Okay. Well, what's the other two ones so I can know what to compare to?
The other two one is a Rotten Tomatoes guessing game. We sort of guess a Rotten Tomatoes score closest to the actual result wins cash.
I mean, I don't care about the cash part. I love that idea.
That's a good game. And then the last one is us writing Jake and Amir episode with you in it, with or without you. And it's sort of improvised on the fly for 15 minutes.
Okay. I'll try to think of something better than all those.
How? You love the first two. You said that was great. You said you didn't care about the money, but you wanted to do that game.
Well, I'll donate the money to whoever did your theme song.
No, you won't donate shit if you don't win the game.
I'll 100% win the game.
I bet you 90%
win. You?
You, Lieutenant Weinberg? Few good men. Pull it up. What do you think? 78%? All right, let's do the poems. Let's do the poems.
No, all right, fine,
Well, wait, if you're pulling up...
We're doing audience score or critic score?
It's got to be the critic score for Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
But for the poems... It's audience score.
Wait, I like guessing. I like guessing. I like guessing.
I mean, both of them are guessing.
No, guessing a person. Like, I like guessing, and it was Jillian, but he had no idea.
Oh, the mystery guess. Yeah, we can't do that. You're obviously on the show.
No, but we pick a different person.
Oh, like we'll call someone right now and do a mystery guest.
Yeah.
there's no way who's available on a moment's notice like this to join a Zoom.
We all have the same friends.
I don't have any.
He's texting
friends.
Don Cheadle. Oh my
Holy
god!
Holy shit!
It's gonna be Cheadle.
All right, send him the link, but he has to join as mystery guest. Otherwise, it spoils the segment.
We just get him
it would
phone.
Be so much more fun to
Wait,
do it with Ben.
Answer?
He has such.
Wait, Jillian was answering with her real voice. You didn't pick up as her.
No,
she was. It was chat. It was a chat. It was yes or no questions in a chat.
20 questions he had, yes or no, and he asked 20 questions and guessed, and it was, he never got to Jill.
Mm-hmm. One of the questions was, did we hook up too, which was really messed up.
I was gonna try to get your brother. I think she that would have been funny.
No. Yeah,
that came up. He has a professional job, right?
Yeah, he has a real job.
Okay, let's do one of the other stupid ones.
Okay, let's start with the poetry. Let's
start
with the poetry.
Will I be able to see by reading it?
You can read it, but ideally you won't. Okay. But
my eyes are dumb.
Okay. It looks like three seemingly identical poems.
Oh, then I can look.
You can look.
Can I read one?
You want to read them all?
No.
Okay, I'll read them. All right.
Can I look?
You can look. This first one is called The Funeral of a Friend's Son by Anne Pabst.
Ooh,
that's
that
right. I made
name.
Fake names, or they're the actual names of the poems.
That's risky, because don't I just know that Anne Pabst is a poet?
Do you?
Jake, while you're doing this, are you thinking about how much time is left in the episode till you're done?
There's no way.
I'll glance over at the clock. I'll text somebody and I'll be like, yeah, no, we're still.
This is going to be 10, 15 minutes. We're at 11 minutes already.
Still doing this dumb show. Poems.
Well, you've been known to sort of delay / derail podcasts that you're on.
Go.
Ready? The Funeral of a Friend's Son by Anne Pabst. Ready, Jake?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Through worn, chewed church pews, poured grief. It coursed and rushed unmoored.
No way is it.
As if from mountain scent, as if from a deep voice of the Old Testament.
Oh, wait. It may be.
We stood, knelt, prayed, sang, offered words of comfort. Even certainty, we mourners in black, full of holy effort. Our hands and faces, punctuations of light, candles lit, the torn, stained hems of our understanding hung under smooth coats. Okay. That's poem one.
No fucking way. You did not write that. I was moved. If you did write it, I commend you. Congratulations. That's an incredible poem. I don't think you did.
Poem two is called Ha Eun. It's a Korean name. H-A, then E-U-N. By H.E. Kim. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're trying to dupe me with this one, I think. Let's see what happens.
Tap as Harrison hopscotched across kindergarten chalk towers. Clap as Harry graduates, now dancing across a stage in gowns and hats. Disguised symbolically at first, then veiling historically, Ha-Un sits now to mourn Ha-Un. Then Harrison, then Harry.
See, now this one, it doesn't. I think there's a chance that this could be Amir, but I think also he probably picked something.
Knock it off, Dingo. Sorry.
Dingo wants to weigh in. Okay.
Dingo,
did you hear that
loved Ha-Un. Yeah, but I kind of want you to read the last verse, just because I couldn't tell if it was poignant.
At first, then veiling historically. Ha-Un sits now to mourn Ha-Un. Then Harrison. Then Harry.
Okay.
Potential. Last
cryptic.
One.
Cryptic. Okay, yeah.
The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry. This one's in italics. I should say, I don't know why. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Maybe the website did it. Maybe I did it. Hell, I could have fucking wrote this one.
Yeah. Well, I do know that Wendell Berry is a famous poet.
Is that true?
Yes.
Would you change yours to a famous person's name? Would you do that?
One or all of these names or titles could have been altered, but yeah. Whether I wrote the poem or not is still up for grabs.
Okay.
The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry.
How do you know it's Wendell? Wouldn't you say Wendell?
Wendell.
It's Wendell, yeah.
I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought. Of grief, I come into the presence of still water. You love this one.
No, it's just that.
And I feel above me the day blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free.
Okay, Amir is either the second one or the third one.
And Jake said Wendell Berry is a poet.
Yeah, but also yes. Wendell. Whoever says Wendell, Mr. Right. Wendell.
Maybe I took the name and I don't know how to pronounce it. I mean, I don't know how to pronounce Ha-Un either.
You nailed it perfectly.
Think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
But there's the first one.
I gotta go here. The first, I gotta get close to you.
Yeah.
I genuinely thought the first one was beautiful. So if you wrote that, I think that's amazing. and I would happily be wrong.
Okay. So the mountain sound is from deep. From and the I old, think although the Old Testament is very Amirish. We stood in
I'll tell you what. Saying, offer words of comfort. Wendell Berry says the day blind stars. Is that what he says?
In that last poem, you mean?
Yeah. Is that a phrase that he uses?
I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day blind stars.
No chance. That's gorgeous. You didn't write that. I think you wrote the then Harry, then Harrison thing, which was that cryptic, but I think for less... cryptic's sake, I didn't feel touched by it.
Wait, let me see. Let me read the second one. Okay. Tappas Harrison, hopscotch across. I mean, it definitely feels like the least lived in. Kindergarten, chalk towers. Clap as Harry graduates, now dancing across the stage. And it feels like a child, but yeah, I think you pick one that feels
it's
like
also,
a child.
It's also, disguised it's school.
Disguised symbolic first and veiling historically.
It's fucking, this kid loves school. It's school
it's
based.
That one. It's gotta be that one.
So Jake's saying the second one, you're also double downing and saying the second one?
Yeah.
Well, it's, you got so excited that I don't feel like it is now.
I'm just asking if you think it's the second
you're
one.
You're so excited.
Jake is for sure saying two. Are you saying two as well? Ben is reading now in tears the idea of griefing through chewed church pews unmoored.
Yeah. I mean, if you wrote that one, I'll be so impressed. I think it's like, I think it should be published somewhere.
Come to the presence of still water and I feel above the day blind. Day blind start. I
tell me,
like
did you, like, wait, when wait, you wrote Jake, this, did this you try?
I think what he did is he looked at other poems and he grabbed pieces of them to make his own.
If you like hacksawed together a plagiarized Wendell Berry poem, not. I don't think that. All right, good.
I mean the easy answer is two, but I can't tell if you're so smart you make one feel like it could be you.
Anything is possible.
Okay, can we erase one?
Yeah, you guys can delete okay. one by one.
Jake, let's erase one. You think the first one is definitely not him, correct?
I think it's definitely not him.
Okay, and we say amazed. The first one is definitely not you.
The Funeral of a Friend's Son is, in fact, by Ann Pabst. You guys are right. I did not write that one.
Great. Okay, well, I mean, it's obviously Ha-Hoon, but let's...
I had such high hopes. I wanted you to say that you wrote it.
Also, I think he would make, like, a person of Asian descent, so, like, it would make you feel like it couldn't be this, like, very California
Jewish.
Yeah,
like, it wouldn't be about a guy named Amir.
And I mean, I know that Wendell Berry is a poet. I know this. I believe I've read that poem before, that Wendell Berry, that exact one. I had a book of Wendell Berry's poems.
Cast their lives before them.
So Jake's saying it's definitely two.
Yeah, but the way you're saying it.
Don't worry about
right,
the game.
He's trying to fuck with you.
Two. I don't think you could. I think you could write two.
That third poem, The Peace of Wild Things, is indeed by Wendell Berry. Yeah. Yeah, I wrote the second
the
one.
The bad one?
Ha-Hoon, for sure. For sure I wrote Ha-Hoon.
Now that we know that you wrote it,
read it again.
Oh, now. Yeah, now let's pick it apart.
I'll read it.
You know
ready?
What? It actually was written
here
by
go,
H.E.
Here we go.
Kim.
No, it wasn't.
And
ready?
He was him.
Tap. As Harrison hopscotched across kindergarten chalk towers.
So that's really beautiful, actually.
Clap as Harry graduates, now dancing across the stage in gowns and hats.
Instead of cap and gown.
Disguised
cool.
symbolically at first, then veiling historically. Ha-Hoon sits now to mourn Ha-Hoon, then Harrison, then Harry.
It's actually better than I thought. I have enough distance from it now to appreciate the poem as if somebody else wrote it.
It's not bad, but I'll tell you the disguised at first, I think that is a little clunky. That was the line that I was like, no, that didn't feel right.
He said it's Ha-Hoon by a man named Hee Kim.
Yeah. I mean, better than my first attempt, I would say. Mm-hmm. But it's still hard to write poetry having not read a lot of
poems. Are we doing one more thing, or that's it?
That's our segment. That's this segment.
Then what happens to the rest of the show?
Losers!
All right, we're back. Do you want to do another one, or do you have to go?
What time is it?
Come on, do the Rotten Tomatoes with us. Come on.
You got to do the Rotten Tomatoes.
I can do one more.
Yes!
Yeah! Read my poem again.
No, thanks.
Okay. It's so really moving.
Here's how I wanted to play the Rotten Tomatoes game. Oh, Jake, I sent you who recommended this one. Actually,
yes.
Are you able to look on your phone? I want to give them credit where credit is due.
Are we going to get food, you think?
I don't think so. Okay, so.
Kelsey Gryffindor.
On Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Five movies. that we've all seen. We'll okay. come up with them together so that you guys don't think I'm cheating again. By the way, that second poem was really fucking. Yep. and we'll play closest to the actual score, closest to the whole win. So if a movie's at 50% and I guess 40 and Ben guesses 35 and
you
Jake
can go
guesses,
over.
Jake guesses like 80. I'm the closest at 40, but I beat you by 5. So you owe me $5. Every percentage point is a dollar.
Wait, what?
I see.
If I bet 40, I bet, oh, that's
what's the percentage 40%. That it is?
50%.
Okay, and you bet 40?
I said 40%.
Okay.
You said 35. I'm only 5 better than you, so it's $5
okay.
you owe me.
Let's do it. Three movies, ready?
I said 5 movies, but let's start with 3. Okay.
Home Alone.
Well, okay. We got to do like a wide variety. You know, it's got to be like a classic, maybe a new
one. Well,
I'm
going to do one, you do one, and then Jake does one.
Okay, we'll start with Home Alone. That's Ben's suggestion.
Home Alone.
Iron Man.
Okay.
Ooh, great one.
So just calm the fuck down with the movie titles. We got to guess the percentages.
Here you go.
I'm guessing first?
No, you have to pick a movie. All of us pick one movie.
I'll say Die Hard 2.
Wow. Die Hard with a Vengeance? No.
No, that's 3.
What's 2? Die Harder? No. Die Hard 2.
Is it too obscure? Have you not seen it?
No, I've seen it.
I don't know if I've seen it.
Okay, here we go.
Whatever, I can guess.
Die Hard 2 and what was yours?
Iron Man.
Great, I love this.
Okay.
Rotten Tomato score, wow.
So we'll start with Home Alone. Who wants to guess first? Guessing first is kind of, you know, scary, so we'll alternate who guesses first, too.
It's a great idea. The person who suggested it has to guess last.
Okay. So for Ben's, I'll guess first.
Okay.
All right.
I'll guess 83%.
Man, I think it's going to be higher. I think it's beloved. I think it was always beloved. And I think it was made for a young audience. So they're going to grade it a little bit on a curve. And I'm going to say 95%.
Oh, all right, Ben.
I'm going to say 90.
Split the diff. Okay, so I said 83. Jake said 95.
And I said 90. Mm-hmm. I really think it's going to be like 80.
I forgot that you could do like 91. I don't know why I was like, I'm only going in increments of 5.
This is exciting. I like this game. I bet it's 88.
65.
Wow. Wow.
So I'm the closest, and I beat the next closest by 7. So, Jake, you said 95?
Yeah. Do I have to pay you that much cash?
12. Yeah, well, we're not done. But right now, you
Between
owe me 12,
yours and
you
and
owe me
ours.
7.
Okay.
I'll write it down. Wow, 65. That's low.
Really low.
Yeah. Damn.
I'm going to write this down so we don't forget. Okay. Home
Alone. You
going to
keep this in the podcast?
No, definitely not.
I'm yawning because I'm bored.
I don't think so.
We could do way more than 3 movies.
This okay, game let's do is 5 great. Movies.
Okay, so far, Ben owes me 7
God,
and Jake owes me 12.
My next thing. I mean, you don't even have time to eat food.
I haven't eaten in weeks. Ready?
Yeah.
Jake said Iron Man?
Yeah, Iron Man.
Okay.
So this way Ben has to guess first.
Okay. 78.
I'll say, oh, wait. Okay, I'll go second. 82.
I was going to say 82. I'll say 85.
Oh, so we're all pretty close. Iron Man 1.
Whoa.
94. People
wow.
loved it.
Awesome.
Those
great.
Were viewers.
So Jake said 95.
No, I said 85.
85?
And then what
did
you say?
82.
You said 82, and Ben said 78.
Yeah.
So Jake's the closest.
Okay.
Iron Man.
You owe me $4.
Jake.
Hey.
You're...
Hey.
I thought
you
it was
owe me $4.
I said 82. You said 85.
Huh?
82 and 85?
Yeah.
And then what'd I say? 78?
Yeah.
So I owe 5.
You owe me $3, dude.
7?
Yeah. 88. You guessed 78. And it was, Jake said, 85. Okay. So he was 7 closer.
I'm rich.
Okay.
I'm not going to play anymore. I got to quit while I'm ahead.
You're technically down to me because you owed me 12. So.
Oh. Well, now I owe you a lot less.
I lost Jake for a second.
It's fine. We don't need him. Keep going.
Got it. Okay.
Die Hard 2.
Die Hard 2. Jake, are you back?
I'm back. Your internet's bad, huh?
Die Hard 2.
Die Hard 2, yeah. I guess last. So Jake guesses first this time.
Okay, Die Hard 2.
They made a couple more after, so it couldn't be terrible. Or it did really well.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'll say 79%.
Hi. We should do a bad movie next, but okay.
Yes. I'm going to say 74. 72. I'm going to go 72.
I'll go low. I'll say 69. I'm sorry.
That's so hot.
Where is your thing?
Yeah, I was going to do it, but you sort of butted in. So. Where is my thing, actually? Yeah, I sort of had a system, and then you sort of cut in front of me in line. Hold on, let me read the poem again.
Ha-un by Amir Blumenfeld.
Oh, shit. Okay, wait, what did you guys guess?
Ha-un. Ha-un. I'm getting lost.
Ha-un. Clap, two, clap. Man. Ha-un hopscotches across chalk towers.
Oh, 70.
Oh, I guess 73?
I guess 69, you motherfucker. I guess 69, and I was one off. So pay the fucking piper. What'd you guess, 120?
73, so I have a question, though. Is mine then three from what it was?
It's four away from me. Yeah, I guess that's 3% only, closer than me.
I'm so much closer. I'm closer on my side.
Yeah, you're three. You're three. You owe me three.
Jake, what do I owe you?
Guess?
This is flawed.
You're 79.
Tell us how much he owes me. He's making up the rules.
I was one away and you were four, so you owe me three. What'd you guess, Jake?
79.
Okay, so Jake, you are nine away, so you owe me eight.
And who's donating this money?
Yeah, but you owe me $3 from before, so we'll call it a wash.
I don't think so.
So do I. I owe everybody?
Ben has yet to win. Ben owes Amir three. All right,
let's pick one more that we can...
Let's choose a bad movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like
The Social Network. Just kidding, that's beloved. From Justin to Kelly.
Sure.
I feel like that's so bad. That's gonna be like 3% or something.
Cars 2. People didn't like Cars 2.
I think Cars 3 was the one people didn't like.
Oh really? All right, what's a really bad animated movie that came out and people were like, that wasn't very
good? Oh, how about Hidalgo starring Viggo Mortensen?
See that one or hear about what happened there.
Yeah, he has a horse.
I'm picking up the
World War Z, is that the Brad Pitt movie?
Yeah, but I think that was good.
Was it?
I don't know, I never saw
this one.
Try to think of a bad movie from 10 years ago. It's literally impossible.
Because every movie is awesome. Think of one. Every movie
What about the Rocks movie? King Kong movie or whatever?
Rampage?
That wasn't the one I was thinking of. It was the one with him and the gorilla.
Okay, Dracula with Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah.
Dracula Dead and Loving It with Leslie Nielsen. Jake's cheating. Okay. He's fucking looking
up. I was looking up the gorilla one.
I probably looked that up. Oh, do the gorilla one. What's the gorilla one?
I guess maybe it was Rampage.
It is Rampage.
Okay, great. So let's all do another one. I'll do Rampage. Ben's doing Dracula Dead and Loving It.
We got to go quick.
Sure, we do.
Let's do Rampage. Rampage could be anything. It could be 30. It could be 80. We don't know.
Okay,
28%. Oh, all right. Yeah, go ahead.
He fucking guessed 28. There's too late.
I didn't see it.
Face back in the tube. Of course he cannot do that. 28%. Ben?
69.
23%.
Ooh, he's going even lower. 28, 23. I'll say 33 and a third.
Actually, I want to go. Can I please change mine? I want it to be 14%. I saw Rampage and it was really bad. 14%.
Okay. I never saw it. Wait, where are you?
Yeah, just the browser. Just click on the browser. Just because there's one screen, that's not it, and it's the browser.
Okay, here we go.
So Jake's crying over your poem. 14%.
Is that it?
Yeah.
No, this is the Rampage we're looking for.
Wow.
Okay.
51.
What?
Yeah. Holy shit.
But we were so close to each other.
Dwayne still got it.
What'd you guess? 28?
I guess
29.
No, you guessed. You changed it to 14. My God, you owe
me. You're not allowed to change it.
19.
You're not allowed to change it after you say 29.
You owe me $19 for that. And then what'd you guess? 20 something?
Okay, let's do another one.
I can't even keep track of this one.
Let's do.
Wait, what did you guess for Rampage? Do you remember?
23? No?
Yeah, I think he said 23.
Okay. So I was you owe me 10. What about
Eddie Murphy Raw?
That's the stand-up comedy movie?
Mm-hmm.
That's beloved. And you clicked enter, so it's going to show
you. You haven't seen yet.
Okay. So it's a stand-up comedy special?
Your computer's low on disk space.
Of course.
Yeah. But beloved.
a beloved stand-up comedy movie. I'll guess.
How could you review that?
And also, it was before Rotten Tomatoes existed. So was Home Alone.
So was any movie before 1999, I guess.
I'm going to say 78. I don't think people probably understood what was happening. Like how good it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I bet it was controversial. I bet there were a lot of people that were like, hey, this is too much. I'll say 65%.
Wow. $13 for me. Yep.
I'll guess 85, pretty high.
Just, you know.
77.
What'd I say?
78.
Wow. Wow.
Amir better have my money, I guess.
So $7.
We also didn't do the calculations from the last one.
No, of course not. And then, Jake, what did you say for the last one?
I think I said 65%.
So tell me what you think people are, when they're watching this, what do you think they're thinking?
I'm thinking, wait, why didn't they keep reading the poems? Those were so incredible, each one better than the last. I wonder what Ha-un is up to now and if he's written since.
Write a poem right now.
Why was Ha-un mourning?
Wait, channel,
I don't really understand.
Channel Ha-un and do one more poem. Go.
I urge you to write a poem and we'll try to play this game with you next time. Because it's seemingly easy, but then a lot harder. Because every time I fucking write a sentence, sounds like me.
Give me four sentences of Ha-un. I want him to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I can just poem. Go. Sitting symbolically, entering a room, not knowing the time or space from whence he came. Ha-un sits diligently and morose
Ha-un always talking about himself? Ha-un puts himself in Ha-un cameos.
Ha-un is so weird. Ha-un is a weirdo. Why is he just sitting there diligently, not knowing where he came from?
Yeah, that's a common fucking soul search that you're like, okay, I don't necessarily.
First Ha-un,
I don't
then
align
Harry,
myself
then
with my
Harrison.
Korean grandparents.
He's
figures.
Korean?
Yeah, probably. Ha-un.
You created
well, he went
him.
By
what
Harrison.
Is he? Who is he?
He's from Baltimore. You know he's from Baltimore. But he goes by Harry. That's fine.
Ha-un goes by Harry?
Yes, did you fucking then,
Then Ha-un, then Harrison, then Harry.
Yes, and he mourns the loss of his father, the original Ha-un. He decided to take on his name
You
again.
Couldn't Google this, like, a single ingredient in, like, a Korean dish and set, like, the scent of of something from the kitchen, you know, like something.
Don't act like I didn't guess your poem, by the way, which I did do.
Can I hear Jake?
I knew Jake's poem.
Wait, give me a real poem and Jake's poem. I want to see if I can do it.
Well,
I don't
we're talking
know if
about
I,
the poem you wrote last week.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I
yeah, I don't
hear
think
it
I have it. I genuinely don't have it saved anywhere.
She's one of those guys that
I wasn't
to be crazy,
proud of it.
Burns it. He you burns so? The poem. That's I don't
awesome. No, no. I mean, it was just that Amir got it so fast.
Are you at your house or the office?
The office.
God, you brought that ship all the way to the office?
Yeah, I had to.
That's awesome.
It wasn't allowed in the house?
Jill got it for me for something, for some reason. And where else can I put a ship? I have to bring it to the office because otherwise
second.
It's just
Say that
in my
again.
Bedroom.
First Ha-un,
where else can
then
I put
Harrison,
a ship?
Then Harry.
Where That's else perfect. Can I put a ship? Ha-un dreams of the open sea.
By the way, Ha-un was recently. I searched
stars.
Common
Day
Korean
bright
names.
Stars.
I didn't know Ha-un, of course. That was research. You're talking about the Korean dish or whatever, the fucking spice that only exists. And honestly, Wendell Berry's poem was kind of sucky too, now that I think about it.
Go higher.
A little bit sucky. It was a little bit of a sucky
Do your
poem.
Sonic voice.
Oh, gotta go sucky. Gotta go fast.
Gotta go sucky, Hong Kong.
Doesn't he fucking talk like that?
It's like, gotta go you came to both of the premieres.
It's
You've
like
been
Speedy
to both.
Gonzalez. Like,
you met Jim
American
Carrey at one of those premieres.
He was really friendly.
He was. And then
was
what
really
happened?
Nice,
and you
yeah.
did that stupid fucking act, whatever that was.
Well,
Should have broke out
Somebody home. Meet me.
No, excuse somebody me? Stop
hey,
me.
I'm Amir. No, when I met him.
I understood what you're saying, but if somebody stopped me.
Yeah. Somebody did stop you, right?
Actually, Ace Ventura would
yeah,
be a good last
security guard
Rotten Tomatoes.
Him.
Ace Ventura can be all over the place. It could be 11 or 78.
I think Ace Ventura was, you're right, though, it was a comedy that maybe didn't get respect at the time.
Right, like we were 11, so we loved it. But like, did Gene Siskel like Ace Ventura? There's no way. I'm guessing
55%.
Oh, I'm guessing 19.
Wow. I'm going to say, wow, 55 and 19?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of those two numbers?
I feel like they must in the Rotten Tomatoes stuff. They must take into account like new discussions
I say
about 64. The movie, right?
Here we go. And I just press
no,
the browser.
It's when a movie predates Rotten Tomatoes, they just aggregate all the reviews that came out that time.
Why are you yelling at him?
What did you think?
I guess what I just guessed. I just said it out loud.
Ow!
What did I just guess?
I don't know. Let's guess it again before you fucking look. He did cheating.
He bit me so you could put that as like the thing when you click on like the viral video.
Like Amir bites Ben?
Yeah. Wait, what did I say?
You didn't say anything. Fucking guess it again.
He's scrolling down.
He's going to see it.
I did say something. What did I just say?
Oh, you thought of it. So just say another
What were
number.
Your numbers?
I said 19. He said 55. And he said 55 and 19. 64, and then I said, have you ever heard of those two numbers?
64, 64.
Bite him again. That was amazing.
It's 48%.
48.
Wow. 55. 55 wins. 55.
55.
I think I did.
55 wins.
I have to fucking take a look.
So you owe us, do you owe me money?
I don't know what you guessed because you, instead of guessing a number, you said, what did I say? And then you scroll down.
What did you say? Charlie, you said like 16%?
I said 48. And
you
I
didn't
said
say
57 audience
Amir,
score.
Let me read you this text of Amir asking me to do this podcast.
Sure.
Because he knew I was so busy. Today I was like, I really don't have time, but I love you, so I'm going to do it.
Okay.
And he promised you that.
No, that wasn't the text.
Are you free for a podcast around 11 a.m.? It's going to be about 10 to 15 minutes. It is 36 minutes and 32 seconds.
Well, we did 2 seconds.
It's 11:44.
Okay. That's fine. That's in the zone. I did say 11 to noon.
Did he also promise that you'd get food afterwards?
No,
I bet he
must
did.
Have, right?
There's no way. There's no way I promised that.
How long?
Now,
how much longer do you guys go for? This is 36 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to stop right now and do one last segment. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness.
It's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's
that's
a non-movement
good.
Movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But
so it's more
fitness
of a fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, bark
yeah,
box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Saving
most of it yours.
The average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Assholes! Well, congrats on the podcast.
Hey, thanks, man.
I hope this episode does well.
I hope so, too. And I think it will, because this is technically our first guest, our official guest.
Did it work?
Yeah. And with that thumbnail of Amir biting you on the shoulder, it's...
It'll be called Amir Bites Ben, the new podcast from HeadGum Studios. It'll be like a Deadeye style deep dive into me deep diving my teeth into your fucking tricep.
The bite.
Ha-un sits, looks at the day bright
You write
star.
A fucking poem.
Great. Give me a name.
Fine. Fucking Ha-un. I don't know. Like,
you're
what other names
I
are
can,
there?
We can't all be Ha-un.
Okay. Your name can be David.
Darkness.
Oh. Oh my God. He spits out the most
tears.
Beautiful thing. Eyes roll back into his head.
Darkness.
Huh?
Darkness everywhere.
Okay.
But inside me light. First Ha-un.
No.
Then Harrison.
I would still.
Then a Harry.
Oh my God.
He's no, he's
it's incredible.
The stars.
No, he hasn't.
Stars. Stealing souls. Stealing understanding souls. Life.
Can't hear.
Oh my God.
The universe.
You're talking so soft.
Bigger, yet smaller inside.
Wait, Jake,
holy shit.
Ha-un stirs.
Ha-un. Amazing.
This is definitely the sequel. What do you think the Rotten Tomatoes score is for Ha-un 2 when nature calls?
I'm so tired. I haven't slept in a day. I'm going to sue.
It's bleeding. You broke the skin, you sick fuck.
She's not even going to let me have a goddamn raise. I have no water. I'm dying out
it
here.
It is hot. It is hot in here. It is hot in here.
It's hot out here for
Ha-un sits.
What will Ha-un do now?
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
Of course. Anything to plug?
Oh, when does this come out?
Monday, next week? December 11th.
Christmas, I guess. Hanukkah. Oh, yeah. For me?
Check out Christmas.
What do I got? Go to rejectedjokes.com/tour. I'm touring Ben Schwartz and Friends, which just recently sold out Radio City Music Hall, NBD.
I was there.
Jake did come. He's a good boy. He gave me a video of when he was there, which made me very happy. I played all the time. You don't care about anything, I don't think. I don't think you come to any show that I know. And also, Jake bought tickets. I would have comped him easily, and he bought tickets.
I'll Venmo you $1,000 right my boy. Now to support me.
What?
I'll Venmo you $1,000 right now to write a poem for me.
You said support you. What does that mean, support you?
Read and write poetry for us for $1,000, and I'll come to your show in Dallas.
Dallas already happened.
When?
Last week.
Go.
Really?
Yeah, Jake was there. He took a picture of it.
Actually, hot room shot the entire every thing show.
Rejectedjokes.com/tour. There might be new merch soon. A gentleman named Josh Dick, who's amazing, is taking over my merch stuff, and he's already done a great job.
Dick. Sorry.
This is like a really cool guy that's probably had to deal with that nonsense all the time.
No, I was saying.
Have you learned nothing from Haun?
You're going to make him change his name to Harrison, then Harry,
then penis.
That's not a bit, though. Josh is amazing. And he also.
But his last name is Dick. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, but why? That's not what this is about.
I'm just saying his last name is Dick. That's a fine last name. Josh is Dick.
By the way, now I get why he doesn't want me to say his name on things.
Josh Dick.
God. Anyway, so there'll be new merch at each show, and I think we're going to have new merch coming out. But rejectedjokes.com/tour. Going to North Carolina, going to San Diego, and then all sorts of new places that I haven't announced yet. But coming to New York City twice this year.
In 2024. Wow.
I'll be there.
2024, coming twice. I'll comp you this time, Jakey.
MSG? Right. Are we going bigger than Radio City?
No, I'm doing the opposite. I'm going to do four. I'm going to do 2 to 4 shows instead of one big show.
And what would happen if me or Jake was on stage during one of these performances?
Jake would
never
crush.
Done improv.
Jake would absolutely destroy, because he knows what it's like to be on a big stage. He knows what it's like to make people laugh. He's a hit maker.
He's Haun.
You have to rise to the occasion, Haun style.
Style. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what you would be. I'm trying to think of what you would be like.
I would be on stage and I would be having a fucking blast, and I feel like we would have a lot of fun together, and I would be able to set you up and support you comedically.
You haven't blinked in days.
I don't have to.
Why?
Because I'm with you on stage at fucking Madison Square Garden.
It's not Madison Square Garden.
Where are you going to play instead?
I don't think I can say it. We haven't announced it yet.
Careful, he's about to bite you.
Stop it.
Barclays.
Barclays is like 100,000 people. All right, guys. Thank you so much for having me. Remember, Amir.com. What's your thing?
Rejectedjokes.com.
Rejectedjokes.com for me. /tour. You can see there. I'm on rejectedjokes on Instagram, Twitter. Oh, you know what? Let's do a TikTok right now.
What does that mean?
Let's do a TikTok.
So instead of leaving, whoa, you want to just lean into a vertical viral vid.
Isn't that what you do? Isn't that your whole thing? You love TikTok.
I love TikTok, and I do like going viral, but it's hard to sort of.
Why don't you do it at TikTok right now? Then people will know, like, oh, this is when it happened.
Sure.
Get out your phone. Do a TikTok.
My phone is currently.
Oh, recording. That's good. This is a good obviously segment.
Okay. Yeah, do a TikTok.
Amir and Ben, do a TikTok.
Why is it us two? Why aren't you doing a TikTok?
Well, you can't even.
Well, because I'm kind of directing.
Off. Of course, you'd have to record it and send it to me.
No, that's not a TikTok.
You wanted me to record it in app.
Haun sits unaware of what the world around him brings. Silence, depth. Weight, feeling, hunger. Without hunger, what are we? Food is sustenance.
What'd you say?
Is sustenance life? Sitting,
ooh,
waiting.
Oh my God. Incredible.
Birth. Haun
really
is Harrison in a Spike Lee joint with Harry. Oh, Haun sits.
All your poems are just commentary on mine.
You're talking about. Thank you, Jim.
Bravo.
How hard it is to come up with an idea that
all right,
you
guys,
can't.
Take care.
Later,
fun
guys. Have
out.
Fun. I'm
so
just
fun
saying
to
that
hang
it was
out.
Difficult.
Jakey,
all.
Love
yeah,
you.
You can cut me off.
Miss you
too, bud.
Whatever.
I'll see you in New York in March. Maybe I see that dingo. Wow, wow, wow,
oh, yeah.
Wow, wow.
You got it. Dingo, come here. Come here, buddy.
Come here, dingy.
Come here. Come here. Come see Ben.
Look at this beautiful dog.
Yeah.
Look at this gorgeous D.
Yes, that's my guy.
This is a good dog.
This is me. Okay. Here we go. Okay, beauty. It's just the head. Oh my God, it's just the head. Oh no, it's a full dog. It's a full.
Can you see
dog.
My baby?
Yeah.
That's God, what a good dog.
He's a good boy.
I am, right. This is not a bit. I am probably 30% responsible for Jake having that dog.
Really?
Would you agree, Jake?
I think.
Wait, can I guess
more.
The percentage? 55.
Well, you owe me
who's
20
closer?
Bucks. Well, he actually
We should ask Jill. I feel like she would maybe give you 75%.
Maybe that's the TikTok.
I feel like, yeah.
What? We ask Jill what percentage.
Wait, I have an idea. Can this be the next segment when I leave?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amir has to do one of the dancing TikToks. Like, one of, you know how everybody dances?
I don't know how to do the dance.
Well, you watch it once, then you have to do it.
Watch it once? Watch it once.
Haun watches once.
That took me a fucking month ago.
Haun
took literally, I joined a workshop. For me to go from zero to
Take care, guys. Fun to hang out.
I lived in Iowa for a month.
You're leaving
later,
too?
Guys. I'm out too, I think. Later, guys. When I leave, Ben should do a dance.
Wait, hold up. 44 minutes? Do you even need another segment? Do you have enough?
We need one last one. 8 minutes. Oh, super I gotta short. Go. Right now. Well, let's go. Quick, come up with something. Christ. Improv style. Guys are on a bench and fucking one of them has a hemorrhoid or something. I don't know. How does this shit work?
I have to be... Oh, God. I had so much work to do. I can't believe this is so long. This is taking 30 minutes longer than you promised. You
no,
promised
I said 10 to 15 me. Minutes, and it's been 45.
I have a meeting at 4 that I had to write for 2 hours for. And
yeah,
I will
that's
not
at
have...
2, from 2 to
I got
4.
One, I got a dentist at 1:30 across the universe.
Where?
At Beverly Hills.
Across the universe.
There's a dentist that exists on our side of the world, right where we are right
wow.
now.
Actually,
wow. Okay.
I can look at your teeth.
In 8 minutes, can we get food?
Yeah.
All right.
But
Jake,
you have
do
to
a
come
TikTok.
Up with one last segment.
Jake, do a TikTok is what it's called.
Okay.
Where's your phone?
But I, my phone. Well, my phone is filming me.
Yeah. Every phone is being used except for yours. You want the TikTok, right? You're obsessed with TikToks or some shit. I can't even keep track.
I don't care about.
I'm down to do
a
dance.
TikTok. All right, Jake does a dance.
I'll do a TikTok. The phone's filming me, so I'll just do a dance. You guys describe a TikTok dance to me. I can do it. And
so the
are you guys hearing this?
No, I think it's really loud.
Oh, are you hearing this? Are you seeing this?
Yeah, they're definitely
stop. This is what's gonna happen.
Okay,
I know what this segment is.
Yeah, the energy in here is like we've been trapped for 24 hours. It's been 46 minutes. The first 5 minutes have been setting up.
But he hasn't eaten.
A normal amount of time.
I haven't slept. I haven't eaten. I'm so tired. I've been working. All right, this is what's gonna happen.
Okay.
All right, stop. Stop. Jake, stop. Stop.
We're not doing anything.
Amir, stop.
Sure.
Shut
How
up.
Much time until Jake gets to leave? He has 4 minutes. Okay. Okay. This is what we do. We all say one non-PC joke.
No, of course not.
Okay, this is what we do.
Not so easy to come up with the segments, is it? Really?
Oh, you know,
to tear down
you know
Haun.
What would be good is the saying one word and not laughing one.
Great. Oh. Okay. Everybody's allowed to say one word. Go back and forth.
Everybody we all say this. We word. All choose the same word, great. And we say it until one of us laughs.
What's
let's,
the word?
Let's say, okay, I'll say. Let's start with Haun.
Haun. Haun is two words.
Well, it's one word, sort of one name.
Okay, so the game is already
we'll rotate
hogwash.
Saying Haun until one of us laughs.
Hogwash is actually person. A pretty good one.
Hogwash.
Okay, great. Okay. But I'm so close to laughing because I'm like ready.
Yeah,
to burst.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me go first. Right. Okay. I'm gonna laugh. I'm already laughing. And if you laugh while saying yours, you lose.
Okay.
Are we doing Hogwash or Haun?
It could be either.
Ready? Is the game going? It could be either Hogwash or Haun.
Hogwash or Haun. This is a good
game.
Jake's going
to lose first.
Game.
He lasted fucking
okay, so this
everything.
Segment is called...
Jake has made a career of laughing at your terrible jokes, so you know he's gone.
Not all terrible. Some of them were pretty funny. Ready?
They were
I'm
all pity
first.
Laughs.
Yep, I'm going to go first. Ready? And this game, this segment is called Hogwash or Haun.
Wait, I'm already laughing. It's too funny.
I'm already giggling a little bit.
It's
okay,
too
ready?
Funny.
I'll start.
Hogwash or Haun is too funny. Smiles are fine. The verbal laughs you can't do.
Yeah.
But he never laughs.
I don't need to laugh because I already know that I'm going to win.
Go first. Go.
He laughed once.
Okay, you blew it. Nobody thought that was funny. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Haun.
Okay, Jake's turn.
Verbal?
Verbal? Smiles are fine.
You went,
I said Haun.
Okay, go, Jake. Go.
I'm not laughing, laughing at the... Well, I'm laughing because you guys were fighting.
Time,
I wasn't laughing.
No commentary.
No
commentary.
To say the
you
word.
You can only say one
the
word.
The game is called Hogwash or Haun. That's how the game goes. You're only allowed to say either. If you say
we
anything
we know the
else.
Rules of Hogwash or Haun. It's a fucking known game. We've
all
played
we're playing,
Hogwash
we're
or
playing,
Haun.
We're about to start playing.
Okay.
We're playing starting now.
Any sound that's not Hogwash or Haun, you're out.
Okay.
Right.
And nobody
smiles are fine.
Yeah. Okay, ready? Smiles are fine. Ready? 3, 2... One.
Hogwash.
Haun.
All right, thank you guys for having me.
Down to us two. We both
you just lost.
No, I did not.
You just laughed hysterically.
No, Jake was laughing. That was the end of that round.
I would know. I was eliminated. So I'm. It's you guys in the final battle. This one's for $100.
Okay, ready?
Hogwash.
Yeah.
Hogwash.
Haun.
Hogwash. I can't believe I won the first game of Hogwash versus Haun.
I think you lost. Rewind it back. Viewers, rewind it back. Put it on TikTok.
All right, one more.
It's
round.
The new Hogwash or Ha'un challenge. One, it's trending on TikTok.
This one definitely.
All of the kids are doing
please,
it.
Please stitch and play at home. Okay, ready?
What does stitch and play at home mean?
You can like add it to the video. Okay.
Doesn't it have to be vertical? I know nothing about social media. Someone told me, you told me I'm doing Instagram wrong. He called me, goes, you're doing Instagram wrong.
Called you?
No, I DM'd you and I said, you only DM'd post me. About shows. It
that's
should
true.
Be other
you
stuff.
Were right. I don't know what I'm doing. All right. Hogwash Ha'un.
Ready?
Any noise that's not Hogwash Ha'un, you're out.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Ha'un. Hogwash. Ha'un.
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 Hogwash.
Ha'un.
Ha'un.
I think that was a tie. You guys both laughed at the same exact time.
There's no way. Fine, bonus round. Are you crazy? Just Ha'uns.
Ha'un.
Ha'un only. Ha'un only.
I've never seen this played before.
I'm so tired. I haven't slept in so long. All right, ready? Ready? Just Ha'uns. Ha'uns only. Just me and Amir. Ha'uns only. Ready?
I want to play.
You just said it's bonus round because we both tied.
All right, fine.
3, 2.
I'm going to lose. Let me play.
Wait. Fine, Jake. You're in, Jake. You go first, Jake.
All right. Ha'un.
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 Okay, you're out. Come here.
Ha'un.
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 He's the champ. He's the robot.
I got close. I really had to stifle it.
Yeah, the smiles were fine. It was a really
crying.
Good role.
God, I haven't cried laughed in so long. Isn't
have we
it nice?
Played? Have we played that before, Hogwash or Ha'un? It sounds familiar. Did we do that?
I think we maybe we used to play on the old show. It's the first segment we did with it. But yeah.
Yeah.
I hope this episode gets the most views. What number episode is this for you guys?
7 or
I hope
six?
It gets the
six.
Most views. And you have to play Hogwash Ha'un. And then I hope you find out that Ha'un is like like you can't say that. It's like
it's
messed up.
Yeah.
It's like you can't say that.
It's a popular Korean name is how I found it. But
Kim Ki-hong. My friend Rob Kim, his Korean name is Kim Ki-hong. And so all the Korean that I know is from him. So it's him saying like Hamani. It's like all, and he used to tell his dog to play dead. So say his dog's name is Coco. So be a Coco Chugo. So the only words I know are like dead, grandma, hello. But I know him pretty good.
And Ha'un.
I spent so much time in that house with that wonderful Rob Kim's the best. You ever meet Rob Kim?
I didn't meet Rob Kim, but can you send him my poem and see if it rings false or true for him? Because I feel like it'll...
Thank you guys so much for watching.
He goes by Harrison, right?
He goes by Rob. Kim Ki-hong, but his name is Ki-hong.
First Robert, then Rob.
I hope this wasn't mean to anybody. Was Hogwash Ha'un mean to anybody?
I wouldn't think so, but I've never played before, so it's hard to say.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
Well, thanks
Hogs
for having
are gonna
us.
Hate it.
You're late, Jake. You had a hard out at noon.
I have to go. I have
okay,
a tennis lesson.
Tennis lesson. That's why he doesn't want to work.
Unbelievable.
I know. All right.
Look at this boat behind me. Yeah.
Jakey, I love you. I miss you.
Love you, boys.
Thanks for watching.
Talk
Bye,
soon.
Everybody.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.